joining us now to talk about a really cool initiative done by the Pistons and Detroit, and also some of the beef going on between Chicago and Detroit right now, as we all remember The Last Dance. Rip Hamilton. Hey, thanks for the time, Rip.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
You played 14 seasons in the NBA, 9 of them with the Pistons, who are back fighting with me, my Chicago squad, my Chicago Bulls. But then you went on to Washington to play with MJ and then played in Chicago. So you're all over the place, man. Let's start with repping the Pistons and this video that you guys made. Can you talk about singing along with the Detroit Youth Choir, Stand By Me, for the doctors and nurses and healthcare? It looked like you were getting into it.
Oh, yes, I was. You know, it was just us, Arn Tellem, Tom Gores, and my whole Detroit Pistons family, you know, honoring the doctors and the nurses and all the healthcare professionals in Detroit and all across the world, especially the people that's on the front line battling this COVID-19. And, you know, we just want to let them know that, you know, we're here for them. That's why we came up with the song with the Detroit Youth Choir, that who pretty much carried the song, I can say.
Sure,
but with help of Derrick Rose and Dave Bing and Joe Dumars and Isaiah Thomas and Chauncey Billups, we just try to, you know, do something that can bring everybody together, pass over information, try to tell people to stay at home, but also just to let them know that, you know, we're here for them. They've been a big support of us, especially during my career, the fans in Detroit, the people in Detroit. And we just want to tell them, together we stand, divided we fall. So we're there because this is hitting everybody. Doesn't matter what color you are, how much money you have or don't have. This is a world problem. So that's why we came out with the song Stand By Me. Well, not come up with it, but sang the song Stand By Me. And it was just a great emotional time just to spend that time and do this thing with the Detroit Youth Choir, who was excellent in my opinion.
Yeah, it was a beautiful thing, Rip, but you definitely did finesse this. I thought I was clicking on it, and I was going to see Rip Hamilton showing another side of himself singing, but you guys are definitely part of it. Yeah, we didn't quite get that, but it was really cool to see. Rip, what I do want to ask you about, though, is obviously Michael Jordan is always been in the forefront of most sports fans' lives, but these 30 and under people are starting to figure out just how great he was. Your unique experience involved you playing with him for the Wizards team back in what I believe was 2001. What was that experience like when that greatness was so already established, but you were a man in your own right at that point as well?
Oh, absolutely. First of all, give props to ESPN and what they're doing with The Last Dance. I mean, this is something. I mean, we needed this. I think everybody in the world needed this right now. And I mean, I need my fix every weekend to watch this magical documentary that they're doing. And like you said, yes, this is, in my opinion, when I'm watching it and they're recapping his career and watch them go through the early stages of his career, because a lot of young fans, they don't know that Michael fell on his face a couple of times. And just, you know, the simple fact that the battles that he had with the Pistons and just watching his journey and watching him become the player that we all know, Michael Jordan. Like you said, I had an opportunity to play with him in Washington, and it was magical, man. I mean, you know, kid growing up, and Michael Jordan's your favorite basketball player of all time, and now he's here in the locker room with you, and he plays the same position as you. So you're able to use him as much as possible, just on a simple fact, from an information standpoint. You're able to watch the things he does in practice and in games, and how he attacks the game, and it was very special to me because, like I said, I always tell people look at my medium range game and says, "Hey, Rip, you got one of the better medium range games that we have seen." And I learned that from Michael, being in practice with him, competing with him each and every day, and him telling me, "Hey, Rip, you know, like in practice guarding one day, and he takes two hard dribbles to the basket and pulls up in my face, and he's like, 'Yo, Rip, add that to your game.' I mean, you can't put a price on that right there. When the GOAT, the greatest player of all time, is teaching you little tricks that can get you over, especially on a basketball court. So it was very special for my career. It was definitely one of the highlights of my career, and just being able to share that moment with the greatest player of all time.
We're talking to Rip Hamilton here on Spain and Company on ESPN Radio. I saw a headline about him telling you, you know, "Sorry, my sneakers are for all-stars," so that you had to work for it. Did you like that attitude? Because I'm watching and, you know, people are saying, "Oh, he seems like a jerk." I'm like, "Nah, he seems like a competitive guy who wants everyone to be great." Did you like that kind of attitude from him, or did it take you a while to get used to it?
Well, I loved it. You know, I'm from a small town, Coatesville, Pennsylvania. So a lot of my coaches during my career, especially in high school and college, with Jim Calhoun, like nobody gave me anything. You know, so it was like everything that I achieved in my career, I had to go out and earn. You got to remember, I was 6'6", 180 pounds coming into the NBA. So people didn't expect me to have the career that I had, but I really worked at it. And, you know, when you got Michael Jordan just walking around the locker room and he's wearing all the samples, not stuff that's in the store, but the samples, because, you know, that's his brand, right? So he's just walking around and me and all the young guys are looking at him like, hey, M, let me get that. Let me wear that. Let me have that. And I used to always say to him, like, yo, man, put me on. And at the time, I didn't accomplish nothing in the NBA. I was a young pup. I'm still trying to make a name for myself in the lead. And this happened every day. I was begging him, like, not just me, but LaRon Prophet and Courtney Alexander and everybody else in the locker room. And I would beg him every day. And he did tell me that, say, hey, Rip, you know, you want to wear my brand? This is for champions, right? Like, when you look at the Jordan sneaker, the first thing you why kids want to wear it is because is recognized for being a champion, recognized for being an all-star, is recognized to be great. That's why people want to wear them. And he did say that to me, and that was definitely a big-time motivation for me, because, you know, when I became an all-star and won an NBA World Championship, he was my first call. As soon as we won a championship, I called him and like, hey, what's up? Like, you said your sneakers for champions and all-stars. Now you got to make me a part of the brand. And he says, you know what, Rip, you know, you worked your ass off. And, you know, I appreciate that you did what I asked you to do. And yes, you can have whatever you want. So yes, you know, I appreciate MJ to the utmost and fullest, because, you know, I pushed myself to a level that I wanted to kind of, you know, prove myself, but also when wearing that brand, it represents something. It represents greatness. It represents championship. It represents everything that Michael Jordan has represented his whole career.
No question, Rip. I got to ask you, because you're closely aligned with what the latest storyline coming out of The Last Dance was. You're closely aligned to both of the key players in that being Isaiah Thomas, because you stand on that pantheon of all-time greats in Pistons history, as does Zeke, and you played with MJ. So what is your take on this beef with the handshake and clearly no love lost between the two today? Who's right?
And,
which team are you on?
Isaiah saying, like yesterday, that Michael's the fourth best person he played against.
Sarah's from Chicago, Rip. She didn't like that.
Yeah. First of all, they both big bro. I call Isaiah big bro, MJ big bro. Isaiah's the greatest Piston that ever put on a Piston uniform. And when I watch it, I love it. I mean, that's what I was brought up on, right? I think that, you know, as a kid growing up playing basketball, you learn from the players that you watch. And at the time, I big time watching Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird. And yeah, people see the smiles and Isaiah Thomas, people see all the smiles and everything, but they don't know that these players are really trying to chop someone's head off. They're going to war every night, you know, especially on the floor. And you've seen the battles of Michael and the Detroit Pistons during the career. And that's how I grew up. I grew up to hate my opponent, to not shake his hand before the game, to not shake his hand after the game, because you want to win so much. You know, the ultimate goal is to win a world championship, and there's no friends in this. Like, you can't be friends with your opponent knowing that, hey, you know what, because if you do that, then they might get the edge. I used to always tell me and Chauncey and Ben, it was funny, because even when we used to go to the All-Star game, it was like, okay, now we got to be friends with these guys, right? And we our goal is to win the championship, not to be friends with everybody else around the league. And it's one of them things, when I watch it, it's like I respect it. Like, I love it. I think a lot of times when people watch the game now, what's the first question that they always say? Hey, guys ain't competing hard against each other. Oh, these guys are too much of friends, of shaking hands, working out together in the summertime. You know, so it's a different era of basketball now. But back then, when I watched the game, man, that's what I was taught. That's what I was brought up on. Like, you ain't never supposed to like the guy that you're going to war against night in and night out, especially to try to win a championship.
Yeah, absolutely. Rip Hamilton with us here on ESPN Radio. I want you to know that I made the mask cool a couple years before you did, because I was rocking in high school field hockey. Yeah, I was rocking in high school field hockey. When I would take a breath, the whole thing would fog up. It looked great. I really, I made it cool.
Yeah, it's fashionable now. It's fashionable now.
I saw you take it off to sing. I like that move.
Yeah,
you see, I switched it up on them.
Now everyone's wearing a mask, just a different kind. Different kind.
I know, that's what my daughter said, because I try to sing the song Stand By Me with the mask on, and my daughter was like, "Dad, you know, you got to breathe. Like, you got to hit the melodies." And my daughter's only 7 years old, right? So, you know, she thinks she's a young Beyonce, but she was helping me guide me through that. So I had to take the mask off to kind of hit the right melodies in the song.
I like it. Well, if people want to check it out, the Pistons posted it. I just retweeted it. It's really moving. It's an excellent job by you guys. Thanks so much for making time for us, and enjoy the rest of the Last Dance stuff coming up.
No problem at all. Thanks for having me.